Current State on WKAR. This weekend, the 100th season of the Flint Symphony Orchestra gets underway. Current State's Jamie Paisley sat down with maestro Enrique Domecq to find out how the ensemble would begin celebrating a century of classical music in the Vehicle City. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there, Mark. When I first looked into the four pieces of music that Enrique Domecq and the FSO will play this Saturday night, I was thrilled to see that guest pianist Haochen Zhang would play the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto, but I was kind of puzzled by that second half, which contains two-thirds of a famed Roman trilogy of works by composer Ottorino Respighi. They would play the Fountains of Rome and the Pines of Rome, but leave out his final one, the Roman festivals. So I asked Maestro Domecq why the Flint Symphony would only play two of the three Respighis after the Rachmaninoff Third.
We were going to do it, but when we changed the concerto, it was going to be a shorter concerto. But when he chose the number three, he said such a long piece, then it was to be too long of a concert. So I had to leave out one of the works. So unfortunately, I had to do the Roman festivals, but we'd leave it for the next year. But the two pieces are going to be connected as one unit. Oh. And so I'm not going to do a pause in between the last fountain and then go into the Pines directly. So I would make like a symphonic work, like a symphony of eight movements. And that way we would hear the transitions of the musical aspects, but also we would go through the motions of the four sides of the fountains and then the four sides of the Pines.
Now I have to ask then, because of the third movement of the Pines, Respighi included the Nightingale song, which some people include in their performances, either in concert hall or when they record it. Will there be a Nightingale, or are you foregoing that to kind of have that atmospheric sound for Nightingale song?
No, we have the Nightingale. Yes, because it comes with the rental of the music. It comes a CD. Then we have the sounds of the Nightingales. And so we perform it. And if not, we will whistle it and we will make the Nightingales. Sometimes we do it. And so we are preparing in case something happens with the electronics, you know. In concert halls, the electronics are not into our equipment. So we have to rent separate. And sometimes, you know, you do not acquire that specific reproducer for the CD or a tape. So then we just kind of use little water birds. It's a water whistle. Then it would have the sound of the nightingale.
And then it goes into that the big finale, which is all very triumphant and great way to end the concert, I must say, with the Respighi Pines of Rome.
Absolutely. I think Respighi was so good in building up his music that really would bring all the feelings and the emotions of the people and the musicians and everybody that is listening. And that way, the last one, which is the triumphal moment, then the Roman centurions, legions, came back to Rome and they bring all these goods and all those things and the conquerors, and they communicate with sounds, with the trumpets from different places of the house, which would be like ringtones. So they communicate and saying, we are arriving, we are this far away, and ba-bom, ba-bom, bom, bom, ba-dum.
We're speaking with Maestro Enrique Domecq here on Current State on WKAR about this weekend's 100th season opening concert with the Flint Symphony Orchestra. And Maestro Domecq, the first piece of music on Saturday's program at the Whiting is a work by Edvard Grieg, which I understand has a historical connection to the Flint Symphony Orchestra.
Correct. That piece, which is the Last Spring, the way it's called. It's a gorgeous little piece for strings, and it's actually an arrangement for voice and orchestra as well, the origin of a Greek's Wife. But we are doing the one just for strings, and it's the first piece and the orchestra performed 100 years ago. So we want to do a little remembrance of that moment when the city of Flint brought to life a symphony orchestra. So we are so happy and so proud of these 100 years of having a community that's been supporting this orchestra, supporting classical music for that long a period of time.
And Saturday's season opening concert also includes a work which is frequently put forth as the greatest of all piano concertos to come out of the Romantic era, Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto. And for this, the Flint Symphony is bringing back a gold medal winner from the Van Cliburn competition, Haochen Zhang.
Yes, Haochen is a wonderful pianist, young pianist. We brought him here like several years ago. He became the second year after he won the medal in the Van Cliburn competition, he came to be soloist here, and it was astonishing. So we were looking forward to having him back, and now we are going to do it in our 100th anniversary, and he's going to be performing the concerto number 3 by Rachmaninoff. And it's a different type of a piece, because the last time he performed Prokofiev's third piano concerto, and now he's going to do the Rachmaninoff third piano concerto. And the two pieces are basically the same period, but the language of both are totally different. One is very technical and jumps all about the piano, and the other one is very majestic and romantic and uses of the fingers, I mean the whole hands really hidden, basically each finger, one of the keys, so produces all these tonalities, and the orchestra also has a huge participation of sounds, so it makes it a very romantic work, which is mostly what Rachmaninoff intended, to be a romantic composer, to have romanticism going on. And I think Haochen is a perfect performer for this piece.
You can hear the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto alongside Respighi's Fountains of Rome and Pines of Rome, plus the first piece of music played by the Flint Symphony Orchestra a century ago, Edvard Grieg's The Last Spring. The concert is this Saturday at the Whiting in Flint as part of the FSO's 100th season opening. For tickets and more information, head to thefso.org. Maestro Enrique Domecq, thanks for letting us know about this gala event with the Flint Symphony this weekend.
Now, thank you very much for having me, and want to invite everyone to come. We don't have too many tickets left, but if you run to the ticket office, you might get still some of those tickets and come to join us. And if not, we wait for you to come in November.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.